Good morning and welcome to worship at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. We are grateful for your presence among us, all of you who are here in person and all of you who are joining us online. We have just a few announcements this morning. One, today is the first Sunday of the month, and so we will be taking up the backpack. We will be taking up a basket offering. This month, the basket offering goes to the backpack program. This week, Bible study is starting back up. We took a little bit of a break during Advent, but Bible study is this Thursday at 7 in the office complex. And next Sunday is Epiphany Sunday. It's one of the six major feast days in the church calendar, and so we will be celebrating Epiphany next Sunday. Carolina Conrad has been in the hospital this week with pneumonia. She came home yesterday, but my understanding is that she is quite weak and her lungs are still going to take a little while to recover from this. I think the Agape Circle is going to provide some meals for them, but I know that they would appreciate cards or checking in, and certainly your prayers for Carolina to get stronger and healthier. This may be only interesting for me, but since there are no children here, I'm going to give you a little bit of a preview of what I was going to talk about in the children's sermon. So in the church, we live by a different calendar because we have a different story to tell. And so this is a church calendar, and it goes by season instead of by month. And so this began on the first Sunday of Advent, which was November 21st, and there's a page for Advent. And here we are in the 12 days of Christmas. And then, of course, it goes on to Epiphany. There's a page for it, Lent and Holy Week. But we do have a different calendar. And the word holiday actually originated from holy days. So there are several days throughout the year that are high and holy days in the life of the church. The Nativity, Christmas, Epiphany, the Resurrection, Pentecost, All Saints Sunday. And so we have these holy days, and we are living in 12 of those holy days right now in Christmastide. And so I was just going to talk about us having a different calendar. We have a different story to tell. And yes, today is the holiday New Year's Day, but it's not actually a holy day. The holy day for us is the name of Jesus Sunday. This is a feast day in the church calendar. And so today we're going to be thinking about and pondering Jesus' name. One of the other things that you may have noticed is a little different in your bulletin during the Christmas season is that instead of reciting the Apostles' Creed like we typically do, we've been reciting the Nicene Creed. So there are three creeds that we as ELCA Lutherans believe and recite: the Apostles' Creed, the Nicene Creed, and the Athanasian Creed. Usually we only recite the Athanasian Creed on Trinity Sunday. If we do it all, it's really, really lengthy. But the Nicene Creed is appropriate for these high and holy days, like Christmas and Easter and Pentecost. And one of the reasons it's really appropriate for Christmas is because it puts more into words what we believe about the incarnation, about Jesus becoming human and living and dwelling among us. So I just wanted to lift up. That's why we've been reciting the Nicene Creed, and that's why we'll be doing it again today, because it helps us put better into words what we believe about Jesus becoming human. We have a couple of birthdays this week. Jan Watkins' birthday is tomorrow, and Marty Varner. And we have two anniversaries. Actually, both of these are today: Norris and Kara Feeney, and Kevin and Freddie Fulbright. Let us pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand, and comfort them when they are discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us now prepare our hearts for worship as we listen to the prelude. Please stand. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God who alone does wonders, who lifts up the lowly, who fills the hungry with good things. Amen. Let us confess our sin, trusting in the tender mercy of our God. God, for whom we wait, in the presence of one another, we confess our sin before you. We fail in believing that your good news is for us. We falter in our call to tend your creation. We find our sense of self in material wealth. We fear those different from ourselves. We forget that we are your children and turn away from your love. Forgive us, Blessed One, and assure us again of your saving grace. Amen. God in Christ Jesus has looked with favor upon you. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, your sins are forgiven. You are children of the Most High, inheritors of the eternal promise, and recipients of divine mercy. God strengthens you anew to follow the way of peace. Amen.
Oh,
the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Eternal Father, you gave your incarnate Son the holy name of Jesus to be a sign of our salvation. Plant in every heart the love of the Savior of the world, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
The Old Testament lesson comes from Numbers. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, 'Thus you shall bless the Israelites. You shall say to them, The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.' So they shall put my name on the Israelites, and I will bless them." Word of God, word of life. The psalm is Psalm number 8. O Lord, our Lord, you whose glory is chanted above the heavens out of the mouths of infants and children.
You have set up borders against your enemies to silence the foe and the danger.
When I consider your heavens, the works of your fingers,
the moon and the stars you have set in their courses,
what are mere mortals that you should be mindful of them? Yet you have made them with the glory and
honor.
You have made them rule over the work of their hands.
You have put all things under their feet.
All flocks and cattle,
even the wild beasts of the field,
the birds of the air, the fish of the sea,
and whatever passes along the paths of the sea.
O Lord, our Lord, the New Testament lesson is from Philippians. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Word of God, word of life.
Gospel according to Luke, the second chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them. After 8 days had passed, it was time to circumcise the child, and he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father and Mother, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. It is no secret that I love the church calendar and the church seasons. As many of you know, I have a pair of shoes in every liturgical color. Purple for Lent, red for Pentecost and Reformation, even pink for Gaudete or Joy Sunday in Advent. But my love for the church calendar goes deeper than the colors. I love the church calendar because it reminds us of God's story of redeeming love from the very beginning of time until the very end of time. I love the church calendar because it helps us center our lives and our attention on Jesus. As we make our way through the church calendar, we retell the story of Jesus' life and ministry, the story of his death and resurrection, and the story of how the Holy Spirit empowers and equips Christ's body, the church, to continue to live out Christ's ministry in the world. But sometimes living by the church calendar can be harder than others, like right now during Christmastide. You see, stores and commercials have been telling us for weeks that Christmas is the lead up to December 25th, and that Christmas is a one-day event. But the church calendar, the calendar that helps us focus on Christ, reminds us that the lead up to Christmas Day is Advent, and that Christmas actually begins on December 25th and lasts for 12 days. Because we need more than just one day to celebrate Christ's birth. Because the truth of God emptying God's self and becoming human, Jesus, God, being born into a vulnerable human baby body, is so wonderful and so significant that we need more than one day to celebrate and reflect on its meaning for us and for the world. We need several days. And so here we are on the eighth day of Christmas. And today we get to reflect on what happened in baby Jesus' life when he was just 8 days old. Mary and Joseph were still new into parenthood. They were still likely far from home and far from the comforts of home and far from all the people that knew and loved them to maybe help them care for this newborn. They were probably sleep deprived, but I imagine even in their sleep deprivation that they were so in love with their sweet boy and that they delighted in caring for him and nurturing him. And like the faithful and devout Jews that we know Mary and Joseph were, they followed the law of Moses and had their son circumcised 8 days after he was born. This was an important ritual and tradition for a Jewish boy, because when a newborn boy was circumcised, he was incorporated into the covenant that God made with Abraham. And he was also given his name at 8 days old. We know that Mary and Joseph didn't pick out Jesus' name like most parents do, right? As she was riding on the donkey to Bethlehem, she wasn't flipping through a book of baby names and they were going back and forth trying to decide. No, each of them individually had been visited by an angel who commanded them to name the baby Jesus. Jesus means Yahweh saves. Yahweh is the proper name for God. Back in Exodus, when God is telling Moses to go to Pharaoh and the beginning of the Exodus is unfolding, Moses says, "Who shall I tell them is sending me?" And God says, "You tell them that I am has sent you." In English, that's what Yahweh means, I am. It's the verb for to be, to exist, to be, to cause, to become. And if we really had to parse it out, my Hebrew professor said this, the words I am as God's name means that God will be who God will be. That we can't put God in a box, that God is who God is. And we've talked about before how all of our names are nouns, person, place, or thing. Our names are nouns. But the name of God, Yahweh, is a verb. I am. And so this is what the name of Jesus means. Yahweh, I am, saves. A little bit of background about the name Jesus. We get the English name Jesus from the Hebrew name Yeshua, which is also where we get Joshua. Moses' predecessor, Joshua, who led the people into the promised land, his name was Yeshua. And so Jesus would have been called Yeshua. A nickname for Yeshua is Yeshu or Yeshi, so maybe Mary and Joseph called their Yeshua Yeshu. Yeshu, come in and wash your hands, it's time for dinner. Yeshi, it's time for bed. So we get the English name Jesus from the Hebrew Yeshua. Yeshua, when it was translated into Greek, became Iesus. And that's sort of how we unfoldingly get Jesus. But Jesus would have been called Yeshua. And so at 8 days old, our baby Messiah was given his name. And although Yeshua was and still is a very common name for Jewish boys, it was different for this baby. You see, Yeshua wasn't just given a name to identify him in a family with lots of children or lots of boys. He wasn't given his name to identify him in a classroom so that he would know when his name was being called. This baby was given his name to proclaim who he was and who he is and who he evermore will be, the Savior of the world. Yeshua comes and came to save God's people and all of creation from sin and all that sin tears apart. This baby, Yeshua, is Yahweh. His name doesn't just proclaim that Yahweh saves. This is the one who saves us. Yeshua is the Word who became flesh and dwelt among us. And his name contains the very power and presence of God because he is God. This Yeshua is our Savior. And as his followers, we bear his name to all the world. It's in Jesus Christ that we live and move and have our being. And therefore, the ways that we live and love and exist in the world are to bear the name that Yahweh saves. Our lives are to proclaim that God, in Christ Jesus, saves all of us and all the world. I'd like to close with a brief poem by a man named Howard Thurman. He wrote The Work of Christmas, and I believe that this is the work that we are called to do and to live in Jesus' name. When the song of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flock, the work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among others, to make music in the heart. The work of Christmas is the work that we are all called to live and love in Jesus' name. Brothers and sisters, may our lives and our love and our actions and our words proclaim to all the world that Yahweh saves as we live out the work of Christmas. Amen.
Living together in hope and trust, let us confess our faith with the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
With wonder and thanksgiving for Christ coming into the world, we pray for the church, the life of the church, and the whole human family. Holy God, you have given the church the holy name of Jesus, and in him we are your beloved children. Unite us in the mission through the power of his Spirit. Make us worthy of the name we bear, the name in which we pray. God of grace, hear our prayer. Renewing God, restore your glory to the earth. Awaken humanity to our kinship with all living things that depend on your provision. Teach us to care for the earth and safeguard its treasures for those who come after us. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Peacemaking God, reconcile the nations. Lead those in conflict into negotiation. End acts of aggression and violence carried out in your name. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Delivering God, rescue our siblings in any danger, especially in communities where disaster and disease threaten. Move those in authority to respond with speed and compassion. We pray for the safety of first responders, healthcare workers, and all who protect us. God of grace, hear our prayer. Healing God, raise up any who are bowed down with illness or sorrow. Deepen our care and concern for one another. We lift to you all who are undergoing transition in relationships, occupation, living situations, or health conditions, especially Dean, Teresa, Jean, Gary and Judy, Bill, Boyd, Mike, Scott, Paul and Carolina, Joe, Robert, our friends and family listed in the bulletin, and those we now name aloud on our lips or silently in our hearts. God of grace, saving God, redeem us and grant us eternal peace. We give thanks for the faithful departed who now rest in your undying love, made known to us in Jesus, our Emmanuel. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Pondering the mystery of eternal love, made flesh in Christ Jesus, we commend all for whom we pray to the mercy of God. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. I invite you to share Christ's peace with those around you.
Let us pray. Loving God, we rejoice at the birth of Jesus, who came among the poor to bring the riches of your grace. As you have blessed us with your gifts, let them be a blessing for others. Strengthen us to share with all the world the abundance of your grace, poured out in Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. In the wonder and mystery of the Word made flesh, you have opened the eyes of faith to a new and radiant vision of your glory, that beholding the God made visible, we may be drawn to love the God whom we cannot see. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. The beginning and the end, the giver of life. Blessed are you for the birth of creation. Blessed are you in the darkness and in the light. Blessed are you for your promise to your people. Blessed are you in the prophet's hopes and dreams. Blessed are you for Mary's openness to your will. Blessed are you for your Son Jesus, the Word made flesh. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Let us proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. With this bread and cup, we remember your word dwelling among us, full of grace and truth. We remember our new birth in his death and resurrection, and we look with hope for his coming. Come, Lord Jesus. Holy God, we long for your Spirit. Come among us. Bless this meal. May your word take flesh in us. Awaken your people. Fill us with your light. Bring the gift of peace on earth. Come, Holy Spirit. All praise and glory are yours, Holy One of Israel, Word of God incarnate, power of the Most High, one God now and forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. In Christ's manger and at Christ's table, come. Come and see what God has made known for you.
Thank you.
Please stand. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let's pray. God, our Redeemer, you have fed us at this table with the gifts of grace, truth, and life. As you have gathered us in joy, send us forth as messengers of your peace. Make us shine with the good news of your glory born to us in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
The Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world. Go in peace, Christ is near.